Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I think this bank holiday weekend seems to have taken a lot of us by surprise, and hot off the heels of Easter's four-day weekend, we have another just around the corner, and by the sounds of things, with some fantastic, glorious sunshine. So, if it surprised you as much as me, and you're maybe thinking of trying to get away somewhere over the next few days, here with some inspiration to tell us how to do so is host of Wellness Activity Podcast, travel expert Sinead Kennedy is with me in studio. Sinead, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks Andrea. How are you today?
Great, not bad at all. So for people that maybe want to get off the Emerald Isle and head abroad for a little last minute sneaky weekend away, you've been looking at some options.
I have. So I just did a quick little bit of research there, and I've come up with a lovely two night and a lovely three night stay for you. Now, given that, you know, the trips are short, I didn't want to go too far away. So my first idea is Birmingham. And you know, off the bat, it might not seem like the most exciting place on the planet, but actually there's a lot to do there. So flights are heading out on Friday at 6:30 a.m., coming back Sunday evening at 9:30, and it's only €109 return.
Right.
Accommodation, I just had a quick look around. You can stay in Birmingham City Centre for about €200 for the two nights, so £50 each if there's two of you sharing. Now, things to do in Birmingham, there's a walking tour, there's lots of walking tours, but one that might really pique your interest is the Peaky Blinders walking tour.
Oh yeah.
Learn about the gangs and the notorious gang leaders, and those are about €24 for about 2 hours. Now, it turns out in Birmingham there's a jewellery quarter, so if you're thinking of buying a sparkler, why not go there? There's over 100 retailers with diamond dealers and workshops, and it's also a very trendy area with art galleries and restaurants.
Well, I didn't have Birmingham down as a diamond haven.
Me neither, to be honest with you, till I did my research.
Yeah.
But there's also a pen museum. If you're not interested in diamonds, perhaps get yourself an old cartilage pen.
So about €210 per person will bring you to Birmingham for a last minute getaway.
Yeah, you know, and you can eat cheaply, you know yourself. I mean, you don't have to go dining. But, you know, lots of nice things to do. And it is a beautiful city just to ramble around as well. You could also check out if there's anything on in the NEC. I was over there recently at Crufts and it's an amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's brilliant to do.
For all the European getaways?
Yeah, so for three nights, we're just going to go a little bit further afield and we're going to the south of France to a place called Nîmes. Now, the great thing that I really liked about Nîmes is that the flights, again, really, really cheap, €109 return. A little bit 6:30 again in the morning, but coming back on Monday at 9:30. So you are getting a full day there on Monday. Three nights again, I found a very nice hotel in the centre and it's working out at €274. That includes breakfast and aircon, which is particularly important. Now, what's so great about Nîmes is that it's actually a thriving Roman city. And there's this beautiful big arena in the middle of it, an amphitheatre. So it looks like a mini Colosseum.
Yeah.
So really stunning. And, you know, it's still being used for concerts and for bullfighting. Things to do, again, we're in France, so, you know, walking tours, food tours, wine tours, and, you know, you can just relax and have a little drink. There's also guided tours if you want to go. There's a place called the Pont du Gard, which is an aqueduct, and it's about 25 kilometres from Nîmes. So lots to do
there.
Lots
to do.
Lots
yeah.
to do.
The great thing about south of France, there's just so much to take in, Sinead, in terms of culture.
That's it.
Relaxation. It's got everything.
If you went there and did nothing, you'd still have an amazing trip. I mean, what's not to love?
Now, April Drew from Getaways with Kids, travel journalist, also joining us too, Sinead, on the line, because you've been looking at some last minute holiday breaks here at home, April.
I have. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Sinead. And actually, if any of your listeners do end up going to Birmingham and have kids, the Cadbury's Chocolate Factory is a fantastic addition to that trip as well. We did it a few times with the kids and it's something to definitely that I would add in when I go to Birmingham. So listen, I'm here below in Limerick and this weekend Riverfest is taking place. So there is so much happening over the weekend in the city. We are very excited. And of course, the weather, as you mentioned, is going to be fabulous. I do know we also have, as Cathal was saying, Blue and Peter Andre coming in August.
Yeah.
But in preparation for that, and I'll hopefully be getting tickets for that. What a great day out. But this weekend, yeah, like the last couple of years, it's been kind of raining. So we're really delighted with the weather this weekend. So we'll be taking the kids in. And there's everything from kayaking and paddle boarding and boat tours with Nev Sail, down to barbecues and rowing competitions. There's even a Riverfest swim in the Shannon on Saturday at 9:30 to 12:30. Then there's this big Riverfest village where they have tasty street food and craft stalls, vintage amusements, and of course, lots of live music and entertainment as well. There, the wonderful Celia Homan Lee, who's down here in Limerick with us, she's hosting a fashion show at 6 p.m. on Friday evening. And of course, the whole thing is centered around the Great Limerick Run. So people come from all over. And this weekend is just going to be, there's going to be great energy, I suppose, in the city. And in the evening time then, there's this company called Fidget Seat Aerial Dance Theatre. And they always come for Riverfest. And they do this really cool aerial circus spectacular with special effects and music.
Well worth seeing.
Yeah, really fantastic. And they go up on a crane, 35 metres up into the air, and they do their thing. So that's fantastic. And then the fireworks would be Saturday evening.
Yeah, the Greenway as well, of course, too, April, for people if they're looking for something to do with the weather being as good as it is.
Absolutely, yeah. And I have actually only last summer, myself and my husband dragged the kids along the Greenway, and it was brilliant. So it is 40 kilometres long, which is quite a lot. Unless you're really into cycling, but we started in Newcastle West and we went to Berna, and that's a 10k cycle, a little bit hilly, but a fabulous route, especially if the weather is nice. And in Berna Greenway itself, there's a gorgeous cafe called Platform 22, there's crazy golf, and then there's this painted pottery place and a playground. Like, there's just loads to do, and it's a nice, you know, if you are cycling, it's nice to stop off there and relax. So that's Limerick. Then we travel around Ireland quite a lot, and recently we've stayed at two fantastic hotels. The Midlands Park Hotel in Portlaoise offers so much for families. It has a 22-metre swimming pool. They have fantastic menus. The restaurants are great. Their steakhouse, Kelly Steakhouse, is spectacular. Loads to do in the area for kids. There's Castle View Open Farm, Burr Castle. We were just there a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic. There's bowling in Portlaoise. And it's, you know what, you don't need to have a car. A lot of people come down from Dublin on the train because it's centred in Portlaoise. And there's lots to do in the area to get out and about. And they're great as well with their gluten-free menus and their kids' menus. So they do have some availability starting at 2:09. Now, it is pretty booked out because it is obviously in a couple of days' time. But they do. And then this past weekend, I was in the Falls Hotel in Ennistyme in County Clare. 10 minutes from the Hinch Beach, absolutely stunning. Now, I was there without my kids. I call it getaways without the kids. And it was fabulous, Andrea. But I went with some of my friends, Kerry, and we stayed there and had the most beautiful 24 hours. And we had a gorgeous spa experience, and we had gorgeous food. Now, we stayed there, but I mean, if you were visiting for a couple of days, they have family apartments. It's 7 family apartments. Now, there is steps up to them, so there wouldn't need to be any mobility issues, but they can sleep 7 in these apartments, and they do have some availability over the weekend. And then you're an hour within. Yeah. This is more the Burn experience.
So there's so much to do in Clare.
So much. You know yourself, it's gorgeous.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I suppose it's just there's still options available, Sinead. People can get, you know, you can get value even sometimes at the last minute, late stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Cadbury's, actually the Cadbury's Museum came with quite mixed reviews when I looked at it.
Yeah.
But again, you know, some people didn't think it was worth it and other people loved it. So again, each to their own. But yeah, you know, I always think as well is just have a check around. And if you just Google or even into ChatGPT, if you put in find me cheap flights, you will find them. They are there. And, you know, people like myself who are independent travel agents can help you book it as well. So, you know, there's loads to do.
Sinead Kennedy, April Drew, thanks a million for taking us through some of the last minute options, holiday options here at home and abroad if you fancy a little getaway this bank holiday weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.